Broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center for Georgia Technology Summit 2023. It's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, broadcasting live from Georgia Technology Summit 2023. This is the largest technology showcase in Georgia. So excited to be talking to our guest right now, Elisha Abate with Future of Now. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, I am excited to learn what you're up to. You were just the keynote speaker to kick off this great event. Tell us first about your role as a futurist.
Yeah, so my role as a futurist, I get to dabble in a lot of different things, but essentially what I'm up to is revolutionizing the way that leaders understand, train, and fuel their leadership.
So how do you kind of pick that career? Or does that career pick you?
In my case, it absolutely picked me. It was a total fluke. I went to a conference. I heard a fellow futurist talking about self-driving trucks and the technology behind them. And I started wondering, what are all the people going to do? And that sparked an entire career that I get to live right now.
So what's a day in the life of a futurist?
Yeah, a day in the life of the futurist is a little bit of research. It's a little bit of conversation. It's creating models for helping us translate disruption into tactics, tools, and frameworks that we can actually use to thrive and build businesses in this crazy world that we're living in.
Now, when you kind of are doing your research and you find something interesting, you're like, oh, that's, I'm sure you're looking for anomalies, right? You're looking for things that stand out a little bit.
Yeah, I'm looking for things that stand out. And more than anything, right? So if you think about futurists, there are basically two kinds of them. One is people who push from the past forward into the future. Mm-hmm. And there are people who go way out to the edge of disruption, try to figure out what those dynamics look like, and then bring that disruption to the present day. They're kind of bridge builders. I very much find myself in that second camp. And so when we look at the big disruptions like AI and impact on work and working, the questions become, what does this mean for us?
Right, like what are the ramifications?
What are the ramifications? Yeah, so not just interesting, cool ideas about tech, but what does this mean for us as human beings, and how can we be more of ourselves as human beings because of this?
Now, are futurists inherently optimistic?
Not necessarily. I think you've got a fair amount of doom and gloom, and not to say that those, you know, dystopian outcomes aren't possible. However, if one is going to make a stand for a future, I would much rather make a stand for a future that's better for everybody.
But is, like, what is, what would be kind of a reason somebody would be dystopian? Like, I know that, like, historically, if you look at history, there's been periods that were terrible, mm-hmm. but semi-recently, there's periods of just tremendous progress. I mean, it seems like the headlines are doom and gloom, but if you kind of look big picture, progress is obvious.
Yes. If you look at the data, you know, infant mortality rates are down. More
right.
people have access to
literacy
running water.
Literacy rates.
All, I mean, across the board,
right.
around the world, in general, everything is better for everybody. And that's where and why I think it's important to focus on what's possible and what we're creating.
Right.
Mitigate for downside risk.
Sure.
Absolutely. But really, we are living in the most
exciting
time.
It's a golden age, right?
It's a golden age for humanity.
I don't understand. I mean, that's what, I mean, I'm in the media, and I see so much media that's doom and gloom, and I'm like, you're not telling the whole story.
Yeah.
I mean, you're shining a light on a sliver of, which is going to happen in any time. Even in the most utopian scenario, there's going to be the poorest people. There's going to be people with less. I mean, in even the most perfect world.
There are going to be challenges. And though the invitation becomes, how do we use this disruption? How do we use this technology to solve the problems that we still have?
Right.
That's where the magic
and
really comes into play.
That's the excitement, right?
That's the excitement.
So what are you seeing?
In terms of...
Like, just... I know, let's talk about AI, because that seems to be the biggest headline in most places today, that it's an obvious disruption. Mm-hmm. Things have changed, because mm-hmm. now I guess lay people are aware of the progress that's been
yeah.
happening for years in
yes.
AI.
Yes,
but
yes.
But now, you know, regular people are going, hey, there's a thing called ChatGPT that I can type in and amazing mm-hmm. things happen that I've never seen before.
Right. And so what's happening is that jobs, if you have a job that is repeatable,
right?
Physically with a checklist, or cognitively. Right.
That's what I've heard. If there's a checklist to your job, you're in trouble.
Yes. And the game becomes, if we can see that this is going to disrupt and replace as opposed to enable our job, then now is the time to empower ourselves and say, right, how might I need to shift? What else might I need to learn? With whom can I become connected in order to move through this period
ready,
of time?
Because
to be ready.
There is going to be a disruption.
Yes. And it's already here.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's cat's out of the bag now.
It's 100 years. Imagine this. It's 100 years of technological disruption.
Right.
Squished into the next decade of time.
Right.
And different from, you know, horse and buggy to a Tesla, which is rough, a little bit more than 100 years, but different from one product that makes that transition. It's products, it's services, and it's the fundamental structures that we're used to for that are holding up our economy. And so this is where the big change is coming. And this is why I say to people, look, it's here. It's already here. The best thing we can do is get excited about it and ask, given that it's happening, what do we want to create?
Right. Now, is that really where the difficulty is for most people? That the change has always occurred, but it hasn't happened as quickly and abruptly. And that as humans, that's not our superpower.
It is not.
We're kind of ease into things kind of people.
Yes.
And now it's like things are different. So you better get on board or you're going to be left behind.
Yeah. So our human brains were literally developed linearly and locally. So we can process things that happen on an incremental basis. But when shifts start to occur exponentially or faster,
We freak out.
Right. And there's actually a term for this. It's called future shock.
Uh-huh.
So like culture shock, but it's future shock and sort of disorientation.
And
we're
overwhelmed.
We
think like, this is it. I'm done. We catastrophize. And then now all of a sudden we're afraid of everything and we want to shut everything down.
Right. And that's where the game becomes, how might I turn this into something useful?
Right.
Yeah.
And so for you, knowing all of this, how do you kind of help your clients kind of make these kind of drastic changes?
Well, first and foremost, it's recognizing that it's okay to be scared. Right. So we don't want to bypass over that. Sure, it's scary. We're hearing invalidation. We're hearing threat. We're hearing life as we know and understand it is shifting. So recognize it. And then utilizing a series of tools and frameworks, again, like we were speaking about today, if you can understand the logic behind the shifts that are happening, what does it mean that we're moving from a world of or to and, or from scarcity to abundance? If you can understand the fundamental logic, then you can employ that logic to help yourself and your organization thrive.
Now, when you're talking to your clients and you're having these kind of conversations, is this something that they're like, oh, that light bulb went off, I get it, I can lean into this, and you know, the world's not coming to an end, there's benefit here? Or is it something where they're like, let's worry about that next quarter?
Yeah, so that's the tendency, right? Especially in a world that, you know, Wall Street's demanding results this quarter,
right,
it's easier to double down and it's more comfortable to double down and focus on what we know. And though, one of the critical abilities to develop in this time is something that I call simultaneous strategy.
Right.
So it's the ability to do now focused results producing actions and future-focused, innovative,
you gotta have
disruption
this
simultaneously.
You have to at least be experimenting.
Yes.
You cannot not
you cannot
experiment.
Not. You cannot not. And with AI as the example, you know, one day in AI time is like a month in normal business time.
I know, but that's I mean, most people can't grasp it.
Yeah.
That's just...
So the cliff notes of that opera are essentially like, you've just got to start playing
right
with it. You've got to get in.
I think, for me, what I'm seeing is there's so much stuff. The first, at least to the lay people, the first iteration of this is so powerful. Mm-hmm. It's hard to imagine what next year is going to be, because this is insane how good everything is. And people are just playing now. They're just scratching the surface of what it could be. I mean, to just go a year out, what a year's worth of this, like you say, a day is a month, a year is 365 months.
It's a whole new world is what it is, right? And that's why I encourage people, you know, there is no future committee. There is no group of folks who's planning what the future is going to look like and is going to swing the doors open for us and welcome us into a future.
Right. They don't ring a bell, right?
Exactly. We are, and all of us, regardless of title, regardless of age, we are shaping and crafting this future, which is why it's important for everybody to be involved.
Right. And it's just that people are so uncomfortable in chaos. And yeah. it seems like we want order. We need structure. And there's just a lot. We're in a period of chaos.
And that's why the tools that I bring to bear really help. So, for example, we don't know what's going on. All this disruption is happening. There's a tool. It's kind of like a guiding star that you can use, which is three parts. It's mindset, which is fundamentally the distinction between, are you going to be captive to the circumstances, asking why is this happening to us, or captain of your destiny, asking and saying, given that we're here, what do we want to create? So it's mindset. It's education. What do I need to learn, unlearn, do, undo? And it's collaboration.
Right.
With whom can I work in order to ensure that we're all thriving?
So if somebody wants to learn more about what you got going on, what's the coordinates?
The coordinates are my website. It's elaishaabate.com, and I'm most active on social media on LinkedIn. You can follow me there.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. You're doing such important work, and we appreciate you.
Thanks so much for having me. It was great to be here.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll be back at Georgia Technology Summit 2023 in a few.